Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly service. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we ask that you pray and see what God would have you give. Now let's get to our sermon for today.
Before I start, you know, this is Father's Day, and we do celebrate Father's Day, but today's message, not everybody's a father, and this is for men as well as fathers. And so I believe there's something for all men here in this morning. Interesting thing happened. I do a lot of, like, in my studying, and I'll come across something, I just feel led that that's going to be a sermon one day. But I do a little writing in it, but I may not study that right now. I go back to what I'm really studying. And I was developing something in Job to preach on, not today, just to preach on. And I don't know why, but Job never occurred to me about him and being a father. I mean, I knew he was a father, but it never occurred to me about that. And in a most unusual way, God led me to this, to speak to you this morning. And it turned out, what amazes me, and I hope I never get tired of this, I read Job, you know, and read about it. My favorite part's always the first part of Job more than the second part. And especially when the three guys get in there and start talking and all. But as much as I've spoken on chapter one, it amazes me how much more I keep learning there. And I never get tired to see how God works through Scripture in my life personally. And all. And it just ended up being a real blessing just to go through this. Now, what I'm doing, if you notice there, I'm going to read Job 1. Verse 1, and then I'm going to stop, go to verse 4, and read 4 and 5, okay? There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feareth God, and eschewed evil. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. What I'm going to do, first of all, is talk about Job the man. It says here that he feared God, and the word and the translation literally means he feared him. He was afraid of God, okay? He was afraid that if he sinned, he'd be sinning against the holy God that could bring judgment on him. And we see that all through Scripture, that God would bring problems into one's life. And Job had that fear. Job had that fear that he might sin against the holy God, and not just God itself, but knowing who God was in his time. Job respected God. He admired God, and he reverenced God, and to fear God's judgment in his life, and he didn't want no part of that. The Scripture tells us that Job offered burnt offering because his family might have sinned in verse 5. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting that he had so much fear and respect for God that he did things even if it didn't happen, but it might have happened. And he really did fear his God. And we as fathers should do the same. Then we see that he eschewed evil, and this means to turn aside or to change direction. So what literally would happen is, I'm heading in a direction, doing something today, and all of a sudden, I realize this is sin, and I shouldn't be doing it. And what it literally means is, all of a sudden, I change direction and get away from it. Stop doing it. Change direction. And that's what this is referring to. So we know that he did that in his life. And we notice something was wrong. He always changed direction. So he feared that he might sin, and that being a father, that to his children might sin as well, and he wanted to be careful about it. And he just went and sacrificed to the Lord. This was Job the man, and a father God could be proud of. Now I want to look at Job the father. Job held his family before God. He kept close watch on what his family was doing all the time. And again in verse 5, we see that Job sanctified his children. Now he sanctified them. In other words, he would bring them and sanctify them, pray over them, get them ready for the day, whatever. But he also did burnt offerings for each one of them. And he did each one separately, as the scripture shows us here. And we also see that in verse 5, a phrase, according to the number. And I thought it meant something else, but what it literally means is according to each of their needs and practical circumstances to them all. They each had different needs, and he wanted to uphold them to God for the very needs that they had. Now think about that. That took work, effort, to see what needs his kids had. And I'm going to take it another step in just a minute that really, to me, blew my mind and taught me something very valuable. But I'm going to wait till I get there. He was offering burnt offerings to God on their behalf. Now, that was something else he was doing besides the sanctification. He was concerned that they might have cursed God in their hearts. Now, he didn't know that they did. He was just concerned that maybe they did something goofy. And he wanted to be sure that their relationship would be right. So he did everything he could. And let me make sure you understand that it doesn't say that they sinned. Okay? He's just assuming that might have happened. What a father to take that much interest in his family. To be so concerned that even if they might, that he was going to go the extra mile just to be sure everything's right in their lives. Then in verse 5, also, God tells us that he did this continually. The Bible tells us that he rose up early in the morning, and he started each day with God. And if you read through Scripture, how many of our prophets, how many of the kings, and all, and what would they do? You read, they got up early. Some of them looked towards Jerusalem when they prayed, and all. But I thought to myself, why would not any of us get up early and start the day with God? And I've heard testimonies after testimonies that people will go out, do their devotion, do a prayer time, go out, and even though they still have problems, they have a good day through it. You get up, you have a great breakfast, you know, hey man, I'm ready, I'm energetic. Why don't we spiritually get ready each day? And that's what Job was doing here, getting up and starting the day with God. He did not take any chances with his family, and that to me made him a very godly father. During the days of Job, the father was the priest of the family, in other words, he was the spiritual leader of the family, as every one of us as fathers and men should be a spiritual leader. And he did the duties, and the father's duties was to bless, to purify, and other sacrifices for the family. Now, we don't do sacrifices for the day, but what we do is pray and uphold our family in prayer. And one thing that God has taught me about is do less preaching and do more living Christ-like. And Job definitely was a Christ-like person in his life, living and doing the right things as he did. And his kids see that. With my granddaughter, or granddaughters, I got a beautiful picture yesterday of the three of them together doing something. I looked at it and went, this is a picture moment. I didn't say nothing. I didn't want them to look at me, and I took a picture. Then my wife says, she gave me her camera. She said, take a picture of this. This is a picture moment to see all three of them together. And you know how kids are. They don't want the younger one around. So Caitlin wants to be around them all the time, but they don't necessarily want her around. They were all three together. It was just great. But we as parents, and especially fathers today, we need to be the spiritual leader of the family. It's not just enough to go to work and say, I'm going to support the family. What's the song, Cat in the Cradle? Is that the one? I love that song, because we sometimes do that very same thing unintentionally, and it just, we worry about working, we're going to make money, we're going to support our family, but we lack the spiritual leadership of the family. But Job, on the other hand, did all his duties. Some fathers today act one way at home. Not careful how they act at home. They kind of, in a way, let their hair down, so to speak. And then they act another way outside the home. Like they go to church and people go, oh, man, there's a good Christian man. Well, on the way home, he acts completely different. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They act godly at church, and everyone thinks they're really cool, you know. And at home, they're a complete different way. And this was, Job was godly at home. So he ended up being as godly outside. And his kids saw that. His family sees that. One thing my wife and I have been trying to do, because at first when they were young, I tried to do too much preaching to the kids. And then I realized that's not going to work. What they need to do is see mom and dad be Christ-like. So I changed and became different, and I wanted them to see. So when I get around my granddaughter, I tell her every once in a while, I say, do you see how God blesses grandmom and me? That's what we want for you. See, so I try to use our lives, what they see in us. And yesterday, one of my best blessings, you know, they give us gifts and different things. But the greatest gift I ever get every time is those cards and what they write in them. And even this morning, my daughter sent me a text, my son sent me a text, even my son-in-law sent me a text. And those things, I'm going to print them someplace, because to me, that's the greatest treasure that I got. It wasn't the present, it's what they think of me and how they feel. And when they put it in the right words, it just, and I read one card, I think, from you before, from my anniversary or something, that my daughter. So it made me feel good that I've made a lot of mistakes, but at the same time, God's teaching me as I get closer to Him to be what I need to be, and I'm far from being perfect at all. But they're watching. The kids are always watching, and we got to be careful. Now, if you've noticed, Job's children here, I don't know if you picked up on this, they're growing up. They're not even living at home. Now, I think this is very important here in this lesson. See, it's one thing to train them up when they're with you, but these are the kids that he's doing all this stuff for that live in their own homes, in their own homes, and have their own families. And I thought to myself, yep. And Job's still praying, still offering, still concerned, still watching, and being all he can be for them. And there's an old saying that I've grown up and learned more and more now that I'm at this age, and no matter how old your children get, we never stop being parents. We never stop being parents. And we're always going to be there. And the best part is, my daughter said something to my mom one time that my wife, that's her best friend. She can talk to her. She can go to her and speak to her and talk to her about problems and everything. And to me, that's what we're thriving for. And here's something else. His children have a good relationship with each other. It's talking about it's their day. Now, they assume that what they're talking about here in the scripture is like a birthday or something. It's a special celebration that's taking place during these verses that we just read. But regardless, all the brothers and the sisters are all together doing this together, feasting and all. So this speaks well for Job again, that he apparently raised his kids right to where they all are having fellowship and loving each other as well. So they got a close-knit family, all because that it was Christ-centered to begin with, God-centered. And I think that when I thought about that, I never thought about any of these things, about the kids, how old they were. To me, has been a special blessing. The fact that their relationship together is good as it is. And yet, I've read the scripture I don't know how many times. Well, fathers, the same thing is available for us and men. How important it is for your family. I do not mean going to work each day and trying to support them, but rather to to be the spiritual leader. And even if we don't have any kids, it's also the other relationships we have, or friends we have, or whatever. Then you think about maybe they've sinned, even our kids, or you want to pray for them. Job also says here that he prayed per name, per person. So it wasn't like, Lord, bless my family today. Bless my kids. It was, no, Glenn has got this. He's got his business is going better. Please don't let him start forsaking you on Sunday morning because he's got to work Sunday. And I've talked to him about that. I said, son, listen, you keep telling me all the time he's bubbling over. God's doing it. God's doing it. I said, don't start forsaking God now on a Sunday because you got to go to work on Sunday because you got so much work to do. And he said, I'm not that. He said, I do miss one. So I said, once in a while is one thing. But I said, it's so easy for us to backslide. One Sunday, it's legitimate. Then the next thing you know, it's another Sunday. Then it's another. And before you know it, you spend more time out there working than you're in growing in the Lord. And without growing in the Lord, everything else is meaningless. And I'm afraid we get caught up into that. It sneaks up on the old fry. I don't know if it truly, if you can cook a frog in a frying pan slowly. I don't. Has anybody ever found that? That's that really? Oh, can you? Job prayed for each family, and we need to be praying specifically for our families, for whoever, our children, our nephews, our uncles, our aunts, for salvation, for spiritual growth, for whatever. Are you the priest of your family? Are you the spiritual leader? Do you raise up early and offer prayer for your family? In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, it says, I love them that love me. This is God talking now, okay? And those that seek me early shall find me. It's something about getting up early. And for those of you, think about this a minute. You're getting up a certain time and you don't do this. The fact that you would get up earlier, because you have to get up earlier to do this in order to finish getting ready and go to work or whatever, your daily stuff, that in a sense is sacrifice to God. Because you're going to get out of bed when you don't want to. This morning, when I was talking to Evo about that, I didn't want to get out. I stayed in bed an extra 20 minutes. I didn't want to get out. But you got to get up. And that part, you're saying, God, this is more important, is what you're telling God, even without saying that. The fact that you are willing to get up that extra time to spend time and prayer and take everybody and pray specifically to people. That's why I tell people when I pray, I try to keep up with people. I want specific, even with Al and Jonna. I said, Al, keep feeding me. I want to know what's going on, not because I'm nosy. I don't want to know anything personal, but I do want to pray more specifically for her as she gets closer and closer to death, unless the day happens that God might heal her. Living your life that everyone around you, in your family, your friends, sees Christ in you. The fathers in the days of Job were more of an intercessor than a teacher. And if I've learned anything, and this is my evaluation myself, is people are being tired to preach that. So I try not to preach as much when I witness to people. What I try to do is live my life so close that people see something in me. And that's why I don't wear stuff on me that says Jesus saves or anything else. I do that deliberately. Because I want to reflect Christ out there. And they see something, even if they don't know exactly what it is. And they just say, I noticed something different about you. And this is just a personal thing for me. And all. But I try, because I know it's so easy to backslide. It's so easy to go backwards. It's so easy to get mad or something. But people are watching all the time. And this is something I work at really hard. I end up with what God has said in His Word. He says, by their fruits ye shall know them. So people, what they see in you, they'll know you. And here's something someone said if I say this right, tell us what a father loves, and we can tell you exactly what the father is. Think about that. My challenge today to fathers and to men is to be a Job and copy the type of father that he was. The most important thing is we can do as fathers is be Christ-like as possible. And you never stop being a parent, so live your life as Christ would. And be the father God would have you to be. Let's pray.
We pray that we have been a blessing to you. For further assistance, call us at 864-270-1472 anytime. Send email to info@stlmm.org or visit our website at www.stlmm.org. Like any ministry, it costs money to operate. Please consider supporting this ministry as God leads you with your prayers and your financial gifts by going to www.stlmm.org and clicking on donations.